praise Him, we exalt You, Mother, that You light and glorify.
We proclaim the Holy Trinity, Lord, and worship Him, glorify Him. Lord, have mercy, Lord, have mercy, Lord, bless Him. We believe in one God, God the Father, the Pentecostal, creator of heaven and earth, and of all things seen and unseen.
We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God.
Scriptures, the right hand of his Father, he is coming again, his glory shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds with the Father, who spoke by the prophets, and one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the coming age. Amen. O Lamb of God, who bears the sins of the whole world, we ask You, O Lord, hear us, have mercy upon us, and forgive us our sins. Amen.
But You absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed willingly, and those which we have committed unwillingly, those which we have committed knowingly, and those which we have committed unknowingly, the hidden and manifest, O Lord, forgive us, for sake of Your holy name, which is called upon us, let it be according to Your mercy, Lord, and not according to our sins.
Because we are to pray to You, thankfully, our Father, who art in heaven.
Ah.
Kshatriyasya Uttamasya Vibnamatsoyam Ugarir Inimokote Jantyoyam Avatsatoya Vinkatholiki Napostoliki Enek Ecclesiyam Devnoti Amin. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who bring them. Lord, have mercy.
Alleluia, this is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. O Lord, save us, O Lord.
Ο Θεός εστός αιώνες, αμήν, ιεθνός σύρος μου επτρώης, μαρωές μου έρωφεν γενήνα ως τύρο, ζραπεύνα η τάγρο εν ηγόν, ότι μυθμήν τεπτρώης, σοψα εν αμήν, εν λιλόγια.
Επί προσευχής τας ειτε
ιερήνη
πάση
και το πνεύμα Ιησού
Μάιν σέμε με τον τότ φημίνε φρυπίθαν εφ όμοι νάι τευνότ φιόντι μεν σάις όμα πενότι όμα πενσότιρ Jesus, pia Christos, Gia feres comodini gona, fervaitinero, na faragero, na shoptinero, afti asuero, na titanenden shaneato. Ayonothai, enthof on. Arentiguero foposen nef anegeron. Chempai ego thuavanim neotilon tepen onch. Chen herini riveren japi pandokraton. Or pshoyen sepenuti. Lord God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord God and Sin, Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and in every condition. For you have called us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us to you, spared us, supported us, and have brought us to this hour.
God may have mercy and compassion on us, hear us, help us, and accept the supplications and prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Therefore, we ask and entreat your goodness, O lover of mankind. Grant us to complete this holy day and all the days of our life in all peace with your fear. All envious temptation of the work of Satan, the counsel of the wicked men, and the rising up of enemies, hidden and manifest, take them away from us and from all your people, and from this blessed table, and from this holy church that is yours. But all things which are good and profitable do provide for us, for it is you have given us the authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and upon all the power of the enemy.
Oh. May your servant, the minister of this day, the Higamin, the priest, the deacon, and the clergy of the people, my accept, be absorbed from the mouth of the all holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, Evangelist Saint Mark, the apostle, the martyr, the patriarch, and Severus Oratio Discurus, Saint Athanasius Apostolic, Saint Peter, Honor Martyr, and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Cyrus, Saint Bede, and Gregory, from the mouth of the 319 at Sibylla and Nicaea, and the 150 at Constantinople, and the 200 at Ephesus, and from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest Baba Amba Tawadros II, and his partner, the bishop Amba Bulus, and from the mouth of my beautiful self, for blessed and full of glory, is your holy name, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and in all times, and unto the age of all ages. Amen.
Amen. Oh, wow. servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God, a reading from the second epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessing be with us. Amen. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the church of God which is at Corinth, with all the saints who are in Asia, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. For as the sufferings of Christ abound in us, so our consolation also abounds through Christ. Now if we are afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation, which is effective for enduring the same sufferings which we have also suffered. Or if we are comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. And our hope for you is steadfast, because we know that as you are partakers of the sufferings, so also you will partake of the consolation. For we do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, of our trouble, which came to us in Asia, that we were burdened beyond measure, above strength, so that we despaired even of life. Yes, we had the sentence of death in ourselves, that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God who raised the dead, who delivers us so a great death, and does deliver us, in whom we trust that he will still deliver us. You also helping together in prayer for us, that thanks may be given by many persons on our behalf for the gift granted to us through many. For our boasting is this testimony of our conscience, that we conducted ourselves in the world in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God and more abundantly toward you. For we are not writing any other things to you than what you read or understand. Now I trust you will understand to the end, that we are your boast, as also are ours in the day of the Lord Jesus. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
The Catholic Apostle of our Father John, the Epistle of our teacher Saint John, may his holy blessings be with us. Amen. He who sins is of the devil, for the devil has sinned from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whoever has been born of God does not sin, for his seed remains in him, and he cannot sin because he has been born of God. In this the children of God and the children of the devil are manifest. Whoever does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor is he who does not love his brother. For this is the message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Don't love the world or the things in the world. The world is passing away and its lust. But he who does the will of God abides forever. Amen.
Shalom, peace. from the Acts of our fathers, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit. May their blessing be with us. Amen. At Joppa, there was a certain disciple named Tabitha, which is translated Dorcas. This woman was full of good works and charitable deeds which she did. But it happened in those days that she became sick and died. When they had washed her, they laid her in an upper room. And since Lydda was near Joppa, and the disciples had heard that Peter was there, they sent two men to him, imploring him not to delay in coming to them. Then Peter arose and went with them. When he had come, they brought him to the upper room, and all the widows stood by him weeping, showing the tunics and garments which Dorcas had made while she was with them. But Peter put them all out, and knelt down and prayed. And turning to the body, he said, Tabitha, arise. And she opened her eyes, and when she saw Peter, she sat up. Then he gave her his hand and lifted her up. And when he had called the saints and widows, he presented her alive. And it became known throughout all Joppa, and many believed on the Lord. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, and be mighty, and be confirmed in the Holy Church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the 25th day of the blessed month of Tut. May God end it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, the prophet Jonah, the son of Amittai, from the tribe of Zebulun, departed. He was from Gath Hefer, a town nearby Nazareth of Galilee. He was during the reign of Jeroboam the second, king of Israel, who reigned from 783 to 743 before Christ. According to the Jewish tradition, he was the son of the widow of Zarephath, whom Elijah the prophet had risen from the dead. The name Jonah derives from the original Hebrew word Yonah, which means dove. God ordered him to go to the city of Nineveh in Iraq. The Lord asked him to cry out to its people to repent and to return to God, for their wickedness has come up to heaven. Jonah disobeyed the order of God, so he arose to flee to Tarshish from the presence of the Lord in a ship. But the Lord sent out a great wind on the sea, and there was a mighty tempest, and the ship was about to be broken up. Those who were in the ship were afraid, and every man cried out to his God, and threw the cargo that was in the ship into the sea. But Jonah had gone down into the lowest parts of the ship, had lain down, and he was fast asleep. So the captain came to him and said to him, What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish. And they said to one another, Come and let us cast lots that we may know for those who caused this trouble has come upon us. So they cast lots, and the lot fell onto Jonah. Then they said to him, Tell us, of what people are you? He said to them, I am a Hebrew fleeing from the presence of the Lord. Then they said to him, What shall we do to you that the sea may be calm for us? And he said to them, Pick me up and throw me into the sea. then the sea will become calm for you. For I know that this great tempest is because of me. So they picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea, and the sea ceased immediately from its raging. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah went in the belly of the fish 3 days and three nights. Then Jonah prayed to the Lord a profound prayer in the belly of the Jonah. This prayer is recorded in the second chapter of the book of Jonah. After this prayer, the Lord accepted his repentance, and so the Lord spoke to the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, and preach to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh. Then he cried out in the city and said, "Yet 40 days and Nineveh shall be overthrown." So the people of Nineveh believed God, and they repented, a true repentance with fasting, prayer, submissiveness. When God saw their true repentance, he had mercy on them, forgave their sins, and took away his anger from them. Afterwards, Jonah returned to the land of Israel and lived seclusion in a place nearby the city of Tyre in Syria. He died in a good old age of 100 years old. He prophesied during the reign of Amaziah and Azariah, kings of Judah, and Jeroboam, the second king of Israel. The blessing of his prayers be with us all. Amen. On this day also of the year 19 of the martyrs, 303 Anno Domini, St. Maurice, the leader of the Theban Legion, was martyred. The Theban Legion had been called from Thebes in Egypt, in Luxor, to the city of Agonum to assist Maximian to defeat the revolts of the tribes of Bagodia. The legion was made by 6,600 soldiers. Maximian was then residing in a nearby city called Octodorum, and he ordered the commander Morris and the member of the legion to offer sacrifices to the gods before engaging in the war. They all refused to obey the order. The emperor ordered to slay even 10th soldier to force the rest of the legion to obey his orders. He did that in this way. He put them in a row, and then he counted 9 and the 10th be killed, 9 and the 10th be killed, 9 and the 10th be killed, until he finished 1/10 of the Katiba Kulaf, or the group. The emperor ordered to slay even 10th soldier to force the rest of the legion to obey his soldier. Nevertheless, the rest of the legion was more enthusiastic to adhere the Christian faith. The emperor was enraged and ordered to kill 10th of the rest. St. Maurice encouraged the members of the legion to steadfast in the faith, along with the declaring the military loyalty to the emperor. The emperor became furious and ordered to eliminate the rest of the unit present around Agonum and to pursue the rest of the units of the Theban Legion in their positions in Switzerland, Italy, and Germany. St. Maurice received the crown of martyrdom along with the unit that was in Agonum, which numbered 520 soldiers. The Lord had performed many miracles from his pure body that many of the people of these places believed. St. Maurice is considered to be the patron saint of Switzerland, many churches, social institutions, and monasteries were built after his name. On the 18th of Tut, year 1703 of the Martyrs, 28th of the September 1986, Anno Domini, His Holiness Pope Shenouda III, the 117th Patriarch, received a part of the relics of St. Maurice, which is currently located in the area of Amberways, Abbasia, Cairo. The blessing of his prayers be with us all, and glory be to God forever. Amen.
Is more passi. O Master Lord Jesus Christ, our God, who said to send the unchapel apostles, many proper righteous men have desired to see what you see and seen them, and to hear which you don't have not heard them. But as for I for thee see, and you for thee hear, may we be worthy to hear, to act according to holy gospels, through the prayer of your saints.
Pray for the holy gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
Remember also our Master, bidden us to remember and supplications and prayer which are upon to Lord our God's woes, have already fallen asleep, repose them. Who are sick, heal them. For you are the life of us all, the salvation of us all, the hope of us all, the healing of us all. and the resurrection of us all.
Fear of God and listen to the Holy Gospel. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to our teacher, St. Luke, the evangelist, apostle, and pure disciple, is blessing be with Solomon. From the Psalms of our teacher David the prophet, may his holy blessings be with us all. Amen. The Lord is their strength, and he is the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Shepherd them also and bear them up forever. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, our Lord, God, Savior, and King of us all, Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, to whom is glory forever. Amen. Then one of the Pharisees asked him to eat with him, and he went to the Pharisee's house and sat down to eat. And behold, a woman in the city was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at the table in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster flask of fragrant oil and stood at his feet behind him weeping. And she began to wash his feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. And she kissed his feet and anointed them with the fragrant oil. Now when the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he spoke to himself, saying, "This man, if he were a prophet, would know who and what manner of woman this is who is touching him, for she is a sinner." And Jesus answered and said to him, "Simon, I have something to say to you." So he said, "Teacher, say it." There was a certain creditor who had two debtors. One owed 500 denarii and the other 50. And when they had nothing with which to repay, he freely forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him more? Simon answered and said, "I suppose the one whom he forgave more." And he said to him, "You have rightly judged." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? I entered your house. You gave me no water for my feet, but she has washed my feet with her tears and wiped them with the hair of her head. You gave me no kiss, but this woman has not ceased to kiss my feet since the time I came in. You did not anoint my head with oil, But this woman has anointed my feet with fragrant oil. Therefore I say to you, her sins, which are many, are forgiven, for she loved much. But to whom little is forgiven, the same loves little. Then he said to her, your sins are forgiven. And those who sat at the table with him began to say to themselves, who is this who even forgives sins? Then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you. Go in peace.
Glory be to God forever.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, only one God. Amen. Today, as we listen to the gospel and the gospel of the woman, the sinful woman with the alabaster box, and we're thinking what should be the title and the subject of the sermon of today, and I found that it's only one title I can put for this sermon: from the repentance to the love. From the repentance of a woman who has no hope to the love of God who is infinity, to the love of God who can forgive everything, to the love of God who can clean myself from every sin. If I start the story and go through the story one bit by bit, I will find this is a woman, is a very sinful woman, and she had a very bad reputation, and she had the people look to her very bad, and they know that she is a sinful woman, but she's starting to do something different. She started the repentance from outside. She was thinking about something. What is the best thing that I have to give in the very, like, expensive thing in my home? So she found a box, which is the alabaster box, and she said, oh, this is 300, like, equals 300 dinar, and I have to give it only, it's for me. But because she had inside her heart to repent, she was looking to clean herself. So she started to take this box, and she walked, and she put this box inside her bottom, and she was looking to herself. I am, and she's talking to herself and say, I have to clean myself. So she started to repent, not only inside home, when she went and when she saw Jesus Christ. No, she started from the beginning, from her house. She started, and first thing, the first lesson I have to learn, I have to start by myself. I have to start with myself. I have to sit down. I have to know who am I and what I'm doing. Without that, I can't do anything. Without that, I will go and run and over the world and work and do everything, and I gain everything. But where is God? It's not, where is He? Only the sinful woman, what she said, I have to repent. I have to clean myself. I don't know from where this spirit and this desire came. Maybe because she heard about Jesus Christ. I don't know. Maybe because someone came to her and said, like, you know who is Christ? Who is Jesus? We don't know. And we have, like,
We have to be grateful. We have here our church now, and we have our Bible in our hands. You really know when we go back to, for example, the persecution in Egypt, where they can't even read their Bible sometimes. And we have, it's guaranteed now, we are come to the church, we have kind of opened the Bible, but we can't listen to the voice of God. So the sinful woman said to herself, no, I heard about Christ. Maybe he's a son of God. And there is inside her heart, someone is talking to her and said, like, you have to repent. Clean yourself. This is your day, a celebration day for you. So she took the alabaster box and went to, and she walked. While she's walking, she remembered all her life. It's a way of repentance. It's a way of repentance when she was walking and she was talking to herself. Who am I? I am a good woman or not? And she asked herself, is really this is a way of repentance? If I go, and she had a lot of questions, if I go to Christ, what Christ will do? What about the people? He will take a dinner. So what the people say? And she was thinking about, is really he will accept my repentance and he will forgive me or not? A lot of questions came to her mind, but she didn't stop. She said, I will go to meet Christ. I will go to meet Jesus Christ. I know that he is amazing. He, because she listened or she heard about that, he's full of love. So she went to Jesus Christ. But she said, okay, I will go inside a home, in this house, and because he is holy, so I can't touch him, or even I can't be beside him. No. I have to be behind. I have to be far a little bit, and I will ask for repentance only. But when she met him, when she go inside, she couldn't. She was behind, but she couldn't stop herself to worship and to clean his feet by her hair. What she did? She couldn't. I think that Jesus Christ, even she was behind. She didn't see even his eyes. So he didn't even eye contact. There is no eye contact. Maybe I can understand if Jesus Christ looked to this woman by eye contact. So she will feel sometimes maybe guilty. That's why even Jesus Christ, he didn't do that. Because he loves her a lot, so he didn't look to her eyes because he knew that she is here. And what she did, she couldn't stop herself. You can imagine that she felt full of love, like loved only because she is around Christ. I have to feel the same when I come to the church. I have to feel the same when I go to my room and pray. This is around. I have to feel every time in my life that I'm surrounding by the love of Christ. Because he is around me. And what she did? She worshiped. And what we read today, it's in St. Luke. In St. Mark also too. He wrote that she broke the box, the alabaster box. She broke. What is that? And what is inside this box? What is exactly? And why she broke it on the feet of Christ, and she washed the feet of Christ also too. Not only by her hands, also by her hair. And she wiped. And she cleaned his feet also by tears. She cleans the feet of Christ by her tears. Who gathered the water of the sea into clouds. She put some tears on his feet. She broke her heart. She broke herself. She said, I'm not
I'm not the old woman. I am the new one. I wanted to break myself. I wanted to break myself on the feet of God, the feet of Jesus Christ, and I wanted to be a new one. Inside these boxes, there is a mirror, and there's also kind of oil. This oil, kind of mirror, it's to clean and calm. This oil, when they put on their feet or on the head, it's like a mirror. It's something of give a calm. So she clean herself, and she receives satisfaction inside her heart. You can imagine one of this woman when she had a lot of things on her shoulders. She had a lot of things on her shoulders. She lived all her life in sin. But what he did, she put everything on his hand and on his feet, and she said, I'm free. She broke the box and said, I'm free. I have nothing on my shoulders again. All my sins are forgiven. I know that you love me, because she saw and she felt this is a love. So don't worry about if I have sinned a lot. I sin a lot. Or I'm a bad person. Or whatever I did, I'm not praying good. Or I did a lot of sin. Don't worry about that. The sinful woman came to Christ and said, I'm here. She didn't even talk. She only broke her heart, the box, and put it on his feet. And only by tears, she received forgiveness. And the question, what we are doing? What we are doing for that? Are we give also our heart every single day? Every single day, Yeshua should have a repentance day. It's a repentance day. I have to repent every day. By the end of the day, God, I lived all my time. I live all the day, 24 hours, or maybe 16 hours, or 12 hours. I'm asking myself, I lived with you or not? I did that, and I did that, and I did that. I wanted to repent. You will forgive me, and this is what I know. And I'm sure that you will forgive me. Not only because I know that you will forgive me, no, because also I know that you love me from your deep heart. If I can't break my heart on the feet of Christ, I can't love him more. So the lesson that I have to learn from this woman, number one, I have that to have the desire for repentance. As I said before, the woman started from the beginning, from her house. She said, I am a sin woman and I have to repent. So the first things that I have to sit down, at the prodigal son, he couldn't do anything while there was the noise. He was going everywhere, but he couldn't find himself until he sat down with himself and said, oh, who am I now and what I'm doing? And he said, I have to go back to my father. And this is what we have to do every single day. It's not by, for example, like once per month. No, it's every single day I have to do that. I have to remind myself, I have to repent. I have to go back to my father. So the first lesson I have to learn from the sinful woman, then I have to find a desire to repent, starting from you. Christ is talking to me every day, at every single moment. He said, where are you, my beloved? So I answered his question and said, I am here. But the problem that he's always talking to me, but I'm not listening his voice. I'm not listening to him. He's always talking to me. Listen widely, open your ears every single day, and please pray in the morning. Pray every morning. Can I listen to your word, God, today, what you wanted to do and what you wanted to tell me today? Pray every day like that in the morning. Say, good morning, God, I wanted to listen to your word, what you wanted to do today and what you wanted to tell me.
And let's open our ears to hear what Jesus Christ wanted to tell me. So the first thing that I have to find the desire to repent. And the second one, she once connected to Jesus Christ. How? She listened before about Christ. And she had one decision. She took the decision. However, she had a lot of thought and a lot of things inside her. She was fighting against all this thought. And she took the decision. Be a man. Even a woman. Like, be a man in that. When you decide to repent, go, don't go back again. Even if Abuna, for example, you go to Abuna, can I confess? Abuna said, for example, like, Habibi, can we do, for example, next week? Khalas, Abuna is busy, I'm not. Okay, it's good, alhamdulillah, gat minno. No. Be strong. Be strong when you wanna to confess and repent. Be strong. And steadfast in that, because you know very well that the devil wanted to make you sin again. So also that this woman, she was walking by spirit. When you are doing, for example, for like repent to confess, because I have to confess and that's it. But this woman was walking by spirit. And let's read 1 Corinthians, the chapter number 2, 14, 16. But people who aren't spiritual can't receive this truth from God's spirit. It all sounds foolish to them, and they can't understand it. For only those who are spiritual can understand what the spirit means. Those who are spiritual can evaluate all things, but they themselves cannot be evaluated by others. For who can know the Lord's thought, who knows enough to teach him? But we understand these things, for we have the mind of Christ. And I will ask myself in first, I have the mind of Christ or not? And also the first verse is said, but people who aren't spiritual can't receive this truth from God's Spirit. So if I am not spiritual, I can't receive anything from God. So this is exactly equal what I said before. Open your ears. To open your ears is I have to be spiritual. I have to start my day with God. If I have gathering many friends, so I have to represent God. I have to talk even about God. I have to remember God every moment. So I will be a spiritual so I can receive the message from God. But if I'm not a spiritual, it means I'm living my life as it is, like the people outside. So I will never listen to his voice. I will never listen to his voice. And said the people say, where is God? I can't hear his voice. Yeah, Habibi, because there is a lot of things. We are outside his circle, outside the wavelengths, outside everything. So number two, I have to go to walk spiritually to listen to his voice and to take the decision. And number one, I have to defend first, to start by my design first. The third point, also, this woman fulfilled the first commandments. And the first commandment was, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. This is written in Matthew 22nd. Again, Jesus replied, you must love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your soul, and all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And I will ask myself again, if this is what I am doing already or not, the first thing I love God in from my heart, from my soul, my mind. It means I give myself all to God. I love him by my mind. I love him by my heart. I love him by my soul. Every single thing I'm doing, it's also connected to God. And this is what I have to ask myself again. Your mind with God, your soul with God, your heart with God. When this woman came to Christ, she broke, she found herself. What is the as I said before, the expensive thing that I have, the first thing that I love it in my life, this alabaster box. So she brought it and broke it. And she broke the heart. She broke her heart. She broke what she was looking for. Her desire only to be like have this fragrance or this oil. But she broke this desire and she said, only with Matthew, wherever your treasure is, there is desires of your heart will also be. In Matthew 6:21, wherever your treasure is, there is the desire of your heart will also be. So she changed everything and she said, please, Jesus Christ, transform me from a sinful woman to a different one. My treasure before was the alabaster. Now my treasure is you. And she's different. So I have to ask myself at first, I love God really from my heart, from my soul, my mind, all my actions related to God or not. The last thing they will tell you, we are not loving God because we have to love. No. Because we love God because He first loved us. The first epistle of John 4:19. We love God because He first loved us. So we are not doing something different. No. We love Him because He loved us from the beginning. He knows me from the day one. As He said to Philip, I know you from the day one when you are hide inside the tree. He knows me by name. And He's talking to me every day. But it's only because this woman walked spiritually and she decided to repent. And she took the weight for repentance. And she broke the treasure that she had in her hands. She broke her heart. She received the forgiveness. When I love more, I will receive more forgiveness. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
Blessed are they in truth, the saints of this day, each one according to his name, the beloved of Christ.
Enter seated in our behalf, O Lady of us all, the Theotokos, Mary, the mother of our Savior, that He may forgive us our sins.
Pray to the Lord on our behalf, O struggle bearer and martyr, and more is the thief, and that He may forgive us our sin.
Jephes marot jephyot nemim shirinem vim nemma esuwem tetereyes in chike volten oshtem mosten tionas.
In sofes erbosonen kirialaisan hanomismi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, the Creator, Creator of heaven and earth, all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not created, one essence of the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and of the Virgin Mary, and became man. And He was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and on the third day He rose from dead, according to the Scriptures, ascended into heaven, He sits right at the hand of His Father, and He is coming again in His glory, judge the living and the dead, who can have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord is the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who is the Father and Son, who worship and glorify, who spoke by the prophets, and in one holy Catholic and apostolic church, we confess one baptism for the remission of sins.
We look for the resurrection.
According to your goodwill, O God, fill our hearts with your peace. Cleanse us from all blemish, all guile, all hypocrisy, all malice, and the remembrance of evil intellect. And make us all worthy, your master, to greet one another with the Holy Ghost, that without falling into condemnation we may partake of your immortal and heavenly gift in Christ Jesus our Lord.
Greet one another with a holy kiss. Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy. Yeah, Lord, who is Jesus Christ, the Son of God, hear us and have mercy upon us. Offer, offer, offer in order, stand with trembling. Look towards the east, let us attend.
Your heart.
We have
Let us give thanks to the Lord.
It is meet and right.
Axeun kazinke o. Principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
You are he around whom stand the cherubim, full of oil, and the seraphim with six wings, praising continuously without ceasing. Sing.
Let us attend.
The cherubim worship you, and the seraphim glorify you, proclaiming and saying, Holy, holy, holy.
Holy, holy, holy.
formed us, created us, and placed us in the paradise of joy. When we disobeyed your commandments through the guile of the serpents, we fell from eternal life and were exiled from the paradise of joy. You have not abandoned us to the end, but have always visited us with your holy prophets. And in the last day you manifested yourself to us who are sitting in darkness and the shadow of death. Through your only begotten Son, our Lord, God, and Savior, Jesus Christ, who of the Holy Spirit and of the Holy Virgin Mary. And became man and taught us the ways of salvation. He granted us the being through Monai, through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by Holy Spirit. He loved his own on the world and gave himself up for our salvation unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins. He descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen. Amen.
On the third day, he ascended into the heavens and sat at your right hand, O Father, who has appointed a day for recompense on which you will appear to judge the world in righteousness, and give each one according to his deed.
According to your mercy, O Lord, and not according to our sins.
Of course, on Echerim Panishti Emistirion Entetim et Efsevis Eftishgar etifi efumo Chaep onchem pikonumus. Afichim cehennem yiğit olup en at açını oğlan atılıp oğlan mekeri on oğlan reftan
kum.
Goin stem shoy et ferung fient fuf in yont efnuti au efni vent an neven et auf shepeng mun afens mu eruf auf er agenzin emof Tiefen hinterrufen Agius im Atitis, O ein Apostol und Sitz am Web, Evego Emus, Tek, eat of it all of you, for this is my body, it shall be broken for you and for many, to be given for the remission of sins, do this, in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
Vaeriti ompike afot menen sampidipnon aftot fevolken o erpenem omo et auf shipping moon
amen
afes moero
amen
af en agen zine mof tief ohne Nieten auf in Agius im Matitis, O er Apostolus et O Eb, Evego Emus. Take, drink of it all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant which shall be shed for you and for many. To be given for the remission of sins, do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Every time you shall eat of this bread and drink of this cup, You proclaim my death, confess my resurrection, and remember me till I come. Therefore, as we also commemorate his holy passion, his resurrection from the dead, his ascension into the heavenly sitting at your right hand, O Father, and his second coming from the heavens, O Son, full of glory, we offer unto you your gifts from what is yours, for every condition, concerning every condition, and in every condition.
Worship God in fear and trembling.
Remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Gospel, Lord, through our much to partake of your body, the perfection of our souls, our body, one in spirit, that we may become one body, one in spirit, when may we have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have lived in the beginning. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Lord, have mercy.
This which you have acquired, endurance with the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all the Orthodox bishops who are now foremost. Remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, our Bishop, our Patriarch, Baba Ambatavadro, the second and his pardon in the litter, our Father, the Bishop, Ambabulos.
Lord, have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy church to shepherd your flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox hegumens, priests and deacons.
Lord, have mercy.
and all the servants, and all who are in virginity, and the purity of all your faithful people. Remember, O Lord, to have mercy upon us, O Lord.
Have mercy upon us, O God, the Father, the Pantocrator.
Remember all the safety of this place, which is yours in every place and in every monastery of our Orthodox fathers. And those who dwell certain and God's faith graciously accord, O Lord, the air of the heaven, the fruit of the air, the water of the river, the sea, the herb, and the plant of the field is here. Bless them.
Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Lord, have mercy.
Grant them to their measure according to your grace. Give joy to the face of the earth. May it first be abundantly watered, and its fruits be plentiful. Prepare for sow and harvesting. Manage our life as deem fit. Bless the crown of the year with your goodness for the sake of the poor of your people, the widow, the orphan, the traveler, the stranger, and for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. For the eyes of everyone wait upon you, for you give them their food in due season. Deal with us according to your goodness, O you who give food to all flesh. Fill our hearts with joy and gladness, that we too have sufficiency in everything, always may abandon in every good deed. Remember, Lord, those who have brought unto you this gain, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought, give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices and those who have brought them.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, who should come a commemoration of your sins. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you, the beginning of your Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Preacher, the Evangelist, the Martyr, the Confessor, and all the Spirit of the righteous consummated in the faith. Most of all, the pure, full of glory and perversion, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos. And Saint John of Arimathea, the martyr, the Stephen, our deacon, the pro-martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch, Saint Severus, our teacher, discourse, and as an apostle, Saint Peter, our martyr, and high priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, and Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Theologian, the Gregory the Wonder Worker, the Gregory the Armenian, the 318 siblings of Nicaea, the 150 and the 200 at Ephesus, our righteous father, the great Abantoni,
our righteous father, Abba Paul, the three sons of Macari, and all the children, the cross bears. Our father, Bishon Degamin, our righteous father, Abba Pishoy, the perfect man, the beloved of our good Savior. Our righteous father, Pop Ava Kirillos Essex, and Archdeacon Habib Gerges, and all the choir of your saints, through whose prayers and supplication have mercy on us all, and save us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us.
Let those who read recite the names of our holy fathers, the patriarchs who have fallen asleep. O Lord, repose their souls and forgive us our sins.
May their holy blessing be with us. Amen. Glory be to you, O Lord.
Blessed and exalted in everything, honor and blessed with Jesus Christ, your beloved Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Give thanks to God the Pantocrator, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, for he also has made us worthy now to stand in this holy place, to lift up our hands and to serve his holy name. Let us also ask him to make us worthy of the partaking, worthy of the communion and partaking of his divine and immortal mystery. Panto curator, choice a penuti.
Amen, amen. Prosevex us.
Truly did the word of God, Logos of God, suffer in body, was slaughtered and humbled on the cross, and his soul was separated from his body, but his divinity was never separated from his soul nor his body. He was pierced in his side with a spear, and blood and water gushed from his side to grant forgiveness for the whole world. His body was covered by them. His soul was united to his body. The Son died on the cross because of sin which reigned on the world, and restored us from the left order to the right order. By the blood of his cross, he assured us, unified us and harmonized the heavenly with the earthly, the people with the peoples, the soul with the body, and on the third day he arose from the dead. Undivided after the unity and unseparated into two natures, that we believe and that we confess and that we have faith that this body is of this blood and this blood is of this body. You are Christ our God, whose peace is inside with the spear on Golgotha, Jerusalem, for our sake. You are the laws of God, who lifts up the sin of the world, forgive us our iniquities, and leave behind our sins, and establish us on your right side. God the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who is blessed by the cherubim and blessed by the seraphim and glorified by thousands and ten thousands of uttering servants, you who sanctify the oblations and the fruits which are offered to you and make them perfect and complete as a sweet aroma, sanctify also all our bodies, souls, and spirits, that with a pure heart and unashamed face we call to you, God the Heavenly Father, and pray, saying, Our Father.
And so
Blessed be the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Sanctification is by the Holy Spirit. Amen.
One is the Holy Father.
One is the Holy Son. One is the Holy Spirit.
Agion keimati mion alithinun Isu Christo toio to teo imon
amin.
Agion timion soma keim alithinun Isu Christo toio to teo imon. Amin. Fentemmenu il pannuti foi peche nomen tmi amin.
Amen tenati.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe and confess on the last bread that this is the life-giving body that your only begotten Son, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ took from Our Lady, the Lady of us all, the Holy Theotokos, St. Mary. He made it one with His divinity, without mingling, without confusion, without alteration. He witnessed a good confession before Pontius Pilate. He gave it up for us upon the holy of the cross for us all. Truly I believe that His divinity parted of His humanity for a single moment in a twinkling of an eye. Giving for us from salvation, remission of sins, and eternal life to those who partake of Him. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. I believe, I believe, I believe that this is so in truth. Amen. Pray for us and for all Christians who said to us concerning them, remember us in the house of the Lord. The peace and love of Jesus Christ be with you. Sing Alleluia. Pray for the worthy communion of the Immaculate Heavenly and Holy Mysteries. Lord, have mercy.
Oh, yeah.
Spiritis, Pagis, Flogitos, Criosus, Christus, Iutin, Sayasmus, and Emneum, Magionem, in Pagentis, Pagis,
comes in the name of the Lord.
Oh, dear. and you too.
Listen, O Christ, congregation, with understanding and concentration, and sing with all jubilation. Christ has granted us salvation.
Thank his favor and goodness, for he has abundantly given us graces and bestowed upon us his sacrament.
Christ has granted us salvation according to his divine will and his elevated wisdom. He gave us his hidden mystery. Christ has granted us salvation.
Then humanist angels desire to behold and look upon this gift that the Lord has granted to mankind.
Christ has granted us salvation. He bestowed on us forgiveness and destroyed Satan's snare for us, and gave us his body as korban. Christ has granted us salvation.
Deep wisdom and hidden mystery, and human heart cannot
يا ملائكة هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة بهذه التسبيحة اليوم إلى العلوم اذكرنا لمن براس
أمين الليلو يا زوف سابتري كيوك أجيب نماتي Kain Kristus on astoni on amit noše volko emasio pečo si sospe Kristus esmoni irinte esmoni mau eme vitaro esmoni siti nemne semare bek nainem tekirini o en soften bek leo soti emono alaina kirieleison kirieleison kirieleison
في آخر الصف النقي
آمين سجوبي
ورم دتيريني منان انتكليني انتكليني كان نوفي جيسوك تيتي قوم نم بي اسم نم في أماه شائمي آمين مكتبر سبتيت يوتن كري أور
Father who art in heaven hallowed be thy name thy kingdom come thy will on earth as in heaven give us this day our dear brother